Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, I finished the opening announcement and was reading verses 17 through 20. Follow along as we start right there today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, if you have your Bibles, we're in Joel chapter 2. And so in Joel chapter 2, and we're going to be in verses 17 through 20. So I have to tell you what, since we're going to be there for the next couple of weeks, let me just read through those verses quickly, and then we will go back over the study here. Start in verse 17 of Joel chapter 2, that it says, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn, and wine, and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things." Wow, that's pretty strong, is it not? In verse 16, we saw the people were in quite a situation here in this chapter because of the job the locusts had done. Oh my goodness, they had just really destroyed the land. When it was time for harvest, the locusts come and they devour everything. And that was an agrarian society and economy. And so these people, after the locust plague, in which they saw all that destruction, are also being told of coming destruction and tragedy that will affect them, their family, their country, and their way of life. So all are called to come and be sanctified, that is, set apart from the world, from sin and the flesh, that they might seek God, that he might show them grace in time of need. Yea, even if it's at the very last moment. Because that's what the verse means when it says that we'd find grace to help in time of need, even at the last moment. It's there. And we can talk of what may be coming to America, but we really need to be concerned about what is coming to your family, to your church, and the world in general. Now, don't forget, judgment begins not at your country. No, judgment begins at the house of God, 1 Peter chapter 4 tells. Now, our text is God's orders in what it takes to turn the tide to the direction God wants. You say, what is that direction? That is God's will, God's way, in God's time. We start the Lamp and Light broadcast each day with the Bible verse, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. And that light unto the path shows us that God has the light to show us His will. He shows it to us through His word. My friend, you don't have to turn to psychologists, Christian psychiatrists. You don't have to turn to Christian marketers. Oh, no. Turn to the Word of God. Find out God's will and the way God wants you to do it. You see, whenever God speaks to your heart, if it truly is God, it will never, never, never contradict God's Word nor compromise His holiness. Psalms 145:17 says that the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His work. When it said in all, it meant in all. So therefore, it will never contradict or compromise that. But God's will must also not only be done God's way, it must be in God's time. You remember the children of Israel marching around Jericho? They did that silently. Once a day for 7 days. Now, I think that it's interesting that as they would do that, it just doesn't seem like a good military strategy. By the last day, I can imagine people starting to say, I don't know. What is all of this about? I don't know that they did, but sometimes you just kind of think that. And the last day when they're thinking, boy, I wonder if he's going to make us walk around this today. Instead of just walking around it once, he has them walk around 7 times. Well, when God gives the order, you may not understand it completely, but if God gives it, you just do it. You don't quit, whether it seems logical to you or not. In regards to God's will and God's call, always do it. And eliminate quit from your vocabulary. Don't quit. I fear that we live today in a generation of quitters. It seems as if that every time we go about to young men and young ladies involved, I've seen so many come back from the mission field after just 1 4-year term there and not go back. I've seen others quit before that first term is up. And I'm afraid that we live in a generation where junior doesn't get his way, and so mom goes down to the school, mom goes to the youth department, she goes to the church, and if they won't let junior this and junior that, then they quit. They just pull them out. And so junior's growing up been taught to quit. You know one of the best things that you can do for junior? You can teach him personal responsibility. You can teach him a work ethic. And you can teach him not to quit because of the circumstances. Circumstances should never, 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 never. And again, I say never. Dictate whether we quit or continue. My friend, when circumstances seem dark and dismal, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, never losing confidence in Him. Then keep in focus the joy that's set before us, of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, our enemies can take from us many things, but they can never take away our comfort. They can never take away our peace. My friend, if our heart is stayed on Him, that comfort, that joy, that peace will remain regardless of the circumstance. You don't always have to be happy. Happy is a form of the word happening, but you can always have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And that is strength. You see, when nothing else is ours, then we can see by faith, just as certain as the millionaire can see his money in the bank by a bank statement. We can see by the Word of God that is never in error and can never lose its truth, that Jesus Christ is our rock. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer. He's our strength. He is our God in whom we trust for the everlasting victory. One thing I like about Jesus, he didn't do what many religionists are doing today. You say, what's that, Brother Andy? He did not take an apology tour. You know, a lot of people got upset with Mr. Obama when he went on an apology tour after he was first elected in 2008, apologizing to all the terrorist nations, while on the other hand, reprimanding all the good nations, all the nations that were our friends. Just didn't seem to make sense at all that somebody would do that, but he did that, and I guess because of the position he held, he could do that. But it didn't make a lot of us happy, whether you're black or white, whether you were Republican or Democrat. You didn't want him apologizing to the enemy for our country. Now, having said that, there are people who get down on him for that, but listen, preachers, if you're doing that, but then you go around apologizing, say, you know, I used to be fundamental. I used to be true to this. You know, I used to do this, but I had standards. But now all that was just all so legalistic, and I was misled by preachers and so forth like that. And you're on an apology tour. Well, my friend, that is even more abominable that you are apologizing for the Bible. You are apologizing for purity and holiness. And true holiness and righteousness. It is a travesty that you have decided to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. My friend, that strategy is no strategy. That is so wrong. Preachers and others out there, get off the apology tour. And some have apologized, and you know, I had these standards and I took a stand and it hurt you. And I just want to apologize to you because I did it in ignorance.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.